children under 13.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'll allow it. Hey, my great friends at Prime Lending will allow it as well. PrimeLendingSC.com is market demand. My good friends, look, the bottom line is that in this world, I know very few things, but I know that mortgage rates are... I wonder what people pick companies on your mortgage to base solely on the rate. I mean, it's got to be a huge percentage. Well, you're going to get the best rates with Prime Lending. With that said... It's the customer service, too, and knowing that everything works out the way it does and knowing how great it is. These people are awesome, and they answer all my questions, and they make it just so easy for you. So I want you to put them on your favorites list or whatever. Put them on your whenever you get ready, because you might not be doing a refinance now. You might be doing a remodel now. You might not be buying a home right now. But when you do, just think of these people and put them on your list. You got to have three estimates, or you need three estimates. If they're one of the three, you'll pick them. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Now, the song, you know, we don't play many songs here on the show, Sam. And I talk about how great this one is. And I get a text from 6926 that says, Mickey, it can't be better than the Georgia Tech Budweiser song. Go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech. When you say Budweiser, you said it all. All right, can't be better than that one. Maybe not. We did the here we go, Steelers, here we go. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Here we go. We are the Steelers. Anyway, that's a great one.
I'm never playing that one. You'll never catch me playing that one.
I was listening to Sports Talk Radio on the national level the other day, and they said that Pittsburgh's curse is what everybody else wants. Like, the Jets would love to be 8-8 every year. You know? Like, someone seems to love to do that. With that said, we did the Tolo, Tolo, Tolo. We did some of those songs. But I want to tell you, this is a new one. And I think this is going to be top five song on the show. So, would you have it ready, Sam? Is everything ready to go?
Yeah, I suppose.
This is a song about Penn State football and their coaching search.
We fired James Franklin at 3-3. Thought we'd get a head start. Thought we'd finally be free. We made a big list with a whole lot of names. But every coach we called said, I'm good, thanks. Now it's signing day morning, and I'm looking at the stats. Montana State's ahead of us. How the heck they manage that? We're searching for a coach and losing recruits. Watching four-star dreams put on other school suits. The portal's on fire, our class is down to two. And even Missouri State's doing better than we do. Yeah, we're searching for a coach. And somehow losing crumble cookies too. Franklin took his buyout, rode off in the night. Next day he's eating crumble at Virginia Tech site. He stole half our roster and our signing class too. Left a blue and white crater where our future once grew. And did Wild U's coach said no. Pretty wild when the Mormons ghost you first, you know. Yeah, we're searching for a coach and losing recruits. Every phone call ends with no. for a coach and losing 5 stars in a line like soup. They say don't make decisions when emotions are hot, but we panicked in October and this is all we got. Crying louder than a saxophone solo. Searching for a coach and losing recruits. Used to be a playoff team, now we're looking like Purdue. If patience is a virtue, then Lord knows we blew it. Cause right now Jane Franklin is the best option, and we somehow knew it. We're searching for a coach. Oh Lord, we're searching for a coach.
Hello? 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 Hello?
It's ridiculous.
He got a Purdue in there.
It's ridiculous.
A crumble cookie and a mortgage slant in there.
John Ziegler at Sigmund Freud tweeted that one.
All right.
Sure, that's AI. But
yeah, I get that from a lot of folks. AI generated. Let me say this. If that's AI generated, then AI has worked. If that's all we ever get from AI from now on.
It worked on you for
it,
sure.
It worked. Yes. Yes. All right. So we are flooded with text messages.
The masses enjoyed your song, man.
And now people know, what's the song called? How can I find it?
That's the account. It's on, at Sigmund with Z Freud.
All right.
John Zig.
All right. You want to spell that for everybody?
Z-I-G-M-A-N Freud, as in Sigmund.
All right. Sigmund, or John Ziegler at Sigmund Freud.
Yep.
So before, when it was sent to me, there were 867 likes and 39 replies. Watch that number go up.
That's ridiculous. We love our songs here. Yeah. It's been a minute since we played a song.
But you see why. So after hearing it, it's in the Georgia Tech realm. It's in the Colo Colo.
Colo Colo Colo.
It's in that
Colo,
one. It's in the Here We Go Steelers. Yeah. It's in the, well, that's top 5 songs on the show ever. And again, I'm getting so many on here again, so I'm gonna repeat this about where people can find it. And you won't get it out of your head. Like, all day long today, I'm going to be saying, searching for a coach. And like, I'm playing golf today later. I'm going to brave this weather. And my back's going to be going, searching for a coach. John Ziegler. It's at Sigmund Freud. Z-I-G-M-A-N-F-R-E-U-D. At Sigmund Freud. And that's good stuff, man. That's fantastic. So I appreciate my good friend Mike sent that in. And that is phenomenal. Look at the text line.
They loved your song, man. People liked your song.
Yeah, and a bunch of requests for it. Again, we'll put that again.
That's how you bridge the gap between Reedy Lanco and Phil Hott.
Yeah. I love it. That was fantastic. Appreciate Mike sending it.
And they still don't have a coach.
No, still don't have one.
Matt Campbell, that song is for you, young man.
I mean, put it this way. You're not here with me on Monday. We won't be playing that song on Monday, right?
I hope for Penn State's sake we're not. But at the same time, I don't really want Penn State to achieve success here, to be honest with you. So I'm kind of intrigued to see where this goes. If Matt Campbell says no, I truly don't know who they're going to hire. I think they have to hire the interim at that point.
I am with you for sure. Stuart's been hanging on 654 Roar. Stuart, I'm sorry you got to follow that unbelievable Penn State song. Somebody's got to do it. So how you doing, buddy? Everything okay with you guys?
Hey, I am extremely blessed.
Awesome.
We got a phone call from Duke University yesterday. And they got a appointment set up for Hensley the 19th of this month at 9 o'clock. And just in case we don't get, you know, favorable report from them, we also have word from St. Jude's Optical Department that as long as they get a referral from her doctor, that they will see her in Memphis.
That's awesome. Look, here's what I do know, and I told this before, besides Baby Hensley being surrounded by all kinds of love, when you hear Duke, you know you're getting unbelievable health care. When you hear St. Jude, you know you're getting the very best of this stuff, and that's why we give to St. Jude. We try to push people to St. Jude. That's an unbelievable organization, and what Danny Thomas and those good folks did there. So that's great, man. I am glad to hear that for sure. That's awesome news.
We're just not going to leave any stone.
No.
Unturned. You know, we want to do everything we can to explore every possibility to help her.
Well,
you know,
that's why she's blessed. You know, God, and, you know, a lot of people think she's not blessed in some way, but she's blessed because she's got a family that loves and cares about her, and y'all can do everything you can. You got people praying for you, and you're giving every chance you can give her. That's great.
But, you know, God intended for all of his people to be able to admire all of his creation. And, you know, somehow, some way, you know, things are going to work out.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's where that faith comes in, man. Like, it's supposed, it is as it's supposed to be. And again, she's lucky to have you. You're lucky to have her. And this is going to be awesome. It's going to be a great, it's going to be something good's going to come from this thing. It's going to be amazing. So I think, I can't thank you for keeping us up to date with that. Will you call us later on after the 19th and after the, if you do St. Jude's and all that? Because I know a lot of people would love to continue to pray for Hensley and continue to get some good news from you guys.
Yeah. We just praying for a Christmas miracle.
Yep. And he's in the miracle business. Stuart, I'm glad you called. And please pass along our thoughts and prayers for it. So many of our listeners and so many people at the station will do that. And we'll I'll count on you to call me back with some more good news after Duke. And if not, after St. Jude's.
Well, I will, just like I have up until now.
Yep.
I'll do everything I can to keep you updated.
Thank you so much, sir. And good luck with that. God bless you guys. And hopefully, it'll be, like I said, a great Christmas for you guys. Thank you, Stuart.
We appreciate your prayers.
Well, that's what we're here for. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You too, my friend. You hear Duke. You hear St. Jude's. And that's good because the every chance to get that, it's going to be good. It's going to be great. All right, let me take a short break, Sam. When we come back, Roy Philpott's going to join us. We'll get with the big dog from ESPN play-by-play and see where he is this weekend, talk about his game last week and where we're all at college football. Can't wait. And you know what, Sam? We might talk some college basketball because he's double-dipping
now. I was going to say, I think Philpott's into crossover season, all the way into crossover.
Yeah, he's double-dipping out there, and it was a big week in basketball for sure. My friend Matthew gets in. Your radio family is way more than about sports, and prayers are going for his family. Yeah, we believe that for sure. No doubt about that. All right, short break. We'll come back. Roy Philpott, the big dog, joins us right after this.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Jetson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Golf Cart Service is a family-owned and operated club car dealer for the past 55 years. If you are looking to purchase a new, used, or reconditioned cart, we have financing options available. Have an older cart? We take trade-ins toward your new purchase. Buy American and beat the tariffs. With our mobile service truck, we can maintain your club car golf cart for years to come. Visit golfcartsc.com and view our inventory. We are located at the intersection of Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Great place to get away. If you got family coming to town for Christmas, hey, don't put them on the air mattress. Put them over at Lakeside Lodge. You're looking for that great meal. Traditions by the Lake right there at Lakeside Lodge. Looking for buy a condo to get involved in a great place to stay and a great place to have your own. Think about Lakeside Lodge. We love it. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. What Steve and and the good folks did there, and Leighton and the good folks did there, was create an incredible atmosphere. I would just suggest in this holiday season, if you got a lot of time off and you don't feel like cooking and you're out doing the hustles and bustles, why not let them take care of the meal for you? Lakeside Lodge, the Condotel project right here in Clemson. You're going to absolutely love that for sure. The big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott, joins us. I think maybe either en route, or are you already in Detroit, Michigan? Are you in South Carolina? Where are you this morning?
No, I'm still home. Flight's delayed this morning, which is actually helpful because I need a little bit more time to get some stuff done, to get ready for a couple of games this weekend. And this weekend, Mickey, it closes out a pretty busy stretch. I've had, it'll be 13 games in 16 days.
That's crazy.
In the crossover between football and basketball. So, you know, we're cranking out some work this time of year, but it's always fun. The work is the travel. The games are, they don't really feel like work, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I love that idea, and that's what we do. That's why I do it here. You know, well, this isn't work for sure. I want to leave a couple of seconds at the end for some basketball talk, and because I know you've been doing a lot of that. But let's go back to what you saw on Saturday. First, you know, I'm a Rich Rodriguez guy. He had a great recruiting class. They're going to turn the thing around there, but they couldn't turn it around against Texas Tech. You've seen a lot of good football in person this year. How good is Texas Tech, national championship contender? How does this rank to some of the teams you've seen in the past? The Red Raiders were dominant in Morgantown on Saturday.
They were. I mean, they were dominant. And we got to sense Friday, you know, talking to Rich Rod, which was great. I had never met him face-to-face. We had talked on the phone. We had emailed back and forth a couple of times a long time ago. And so it was good to finally meet him and just, you know, kind of reminded him of my background and where I started. And he was pretty transparent in, you know, what was going on with his program. But to answer your question, Texas Tech is the best team I've seen this year, and I don't know that it's close. And, you know, that includes Notre Dame, that includes Utah, that includes Oklahoma, James Madison, Navy, whoever else you want to throw in there as potential playoff contender. I just don't look at that roster and see very many weaknesses whatsoever. And their front seven, I think, is the best in football. And it's Jacob Rodriguez, their star linebacker, who is – just a dynamic personality. He deserves to be in New York City. They ran him again as a quarterback last week. Remember, this is a guy, a former quarterback at Virginia,
yeah,
and he's now an All-American linebacker back-to-back seasons. So they put him in at quarterback now, back-to-back games. He scored two touchdowns. They had a jump pass drawn up for him. We knew about it going in, and we're excited to see him back on the field to try to execute that. And, of course, he throws a pick near the goal line on the jump ball. But defensively, Tech just doesn't have any weaknesses. Their front four, with David Bailey, a Stanford transfer, Rodriguez, transfer from Virginia. You know, there's a lot of hype about the money that they spent in NIL, and they spent some bank. I mean, I think it's to the tune of $7 million, whatever the number is. And every penny was very well spent. So, yeah, I think they're there. I don't know that their quarterback is, you know, 100%, if that makes sense, in Baron Morton. But he's got a great release, good arm, and he's healthy enough. And they've got a good enough ground game, I think, to do some damage. So, yeah, I think Tech, if it wins tomorrow against BYU, which I expect that it will get a first-round bye and then be set up for a run to the semis in the Cotton Bowl potentially. So, yeah, very, very good team, very well coached. And more importantly, you know, when you talk about the Jimmys and the Joes, They have the talent, and that is the team that nobody's talking a lot about that I think that absolutely could win a national championship.
Everybody talks about their D, and rightfully so. It's like it is a historic defense, okay? I get it. And mm-hmm. Man, it is not quite as what Ohio State, but in every bit Indiana. I mean, top three defense, right? Total defense, scoring defense. But the offense, I mean, they're third in the country in scoring offense. This is not like the defense steals the show, but people, this is an offense that they move the football and they score. Total offense wise, they're fourth in the country. Scoring offense wise, they're third in the country. I'll ask you, like, what is the weakness?
I don't see one. And I think the health at quarterback is paramount. Yeah. Because Morton, 2 years ago, he basically, I don't know if it was a fractured shoulder, what the technical term was, but it was in the West Virginia game where he got banged up. And he used to be this guy that would kind of go off platform like Patrick Mahomes, like his former coach 3 years ago before a bowl game, Zach Kittley, who's now the head coach at Florida Atlantic, was talking about Morton then as kind of this Mahomes-ish player because he could just come from all different angles. And all that stopped after this shoulder injury. Now, this year he's been dealing with a hairline fracture in his leg. I do think the time off, you know, between the Big 12 championship tomorrow and the playoff, especially if they get that first round bye, I think that could be really huge for him. So I think his health is critical because behind him, Will Hammond, who's a very good player in his own right, torn ACL, just had surgery 2 weeks ago. He's out. So they need Baron Morton to kind of be good. And, I mean, you can say that about most teams, but I think, like, that's the one spot I'm looking at to where, you know, how could it come off the rails a little bit? And I think Baron Morton's health is pretty critical. But to your point, Cameron Dickey just went over 1,000 yards rushing, leading rusher in the Big 12 until, like, 2 weeks ago. And Reggie Virgil, their receiver, they've got speed, size. I don't see any weaknesses. You know, it's a team that is kind of new to the scene, and you wonder with Joey McGuire and that staff, you know, does that become a factor if they have to face Ohio State in the semifinals? And I guess a team that's been there, done that, has a staff that's been there and done that, that would be something that I would be curious to see. But in terms of talent, I would put what talent Texas Tech has up against just about anybody that you want to put them up against.
It is portal. I want to ask you what percent portal. I mean, if you look at it, there's about 18 starters that came from the portal, and they have spent a bunch of money, and they went and got really good players. I'll ask you, because Indiana's kind of the same way, Cignetti gets more credit than McGuire gets. And you know, Georgia and Ohio State have recruited better, but seemed like to me Indiana and Texas Tech have done an unbelievable job in the portal. So I'll ask you, like, breaking it down wise, the priorities, why are they so good? Is it all portal, some portal, the coaching staff, the scheme? Break that down for me.
It's money. I mean, Texas Tech has money, and they're willing to spend money. And in this cycle, they had more cash than probably most schools in the country have. So, I mean, I would start there. Joey McGuire reminds me of Dabo. I don't want to suggest a modern-day Dabo. That would be accurate. But just a guy that has that same mentality, that has fully accepted and embraced NIL and has the backing of the school and that old oil money, you know, out in West Texas. And remember, McGuire was a legendary high school coach, and all those connections and ties that he developed then, and then as, you know, assistant at Baylor for a number of years, it's kind of a perfect storm. So I think it starts with the fact that they are fully funded. They've got a coach and a staff. He's got two younger offensive coordinators, I think, that have done a really nice job recruiting West Texas, developing talent, and just, you know, checking a lot of boxes. Their defensive coordinator, Shiel Wood, is a guy that played football here in the upstate at Wofford. I don't know if many people remember him, but we had a nice couple of stories. He was asking me about downtown Greenville, how it's exploded. And so, you know, there's even a connection here to upstate South Carolina, if you can believe that. But that's how it's happened. And, you know, they're a program I don't think it's going anywhere because of the cash influx and the staff and how they've embraced this new era of college football. Hey, think about it. There are teams emerging now nationally that we're starting to see and hear glimpses about that in multiple sports are going to be what Ohio State has been, what Georgia has been, and Texas Tech in football and basketball. I've got Texas Tech in hoops this weekend in Dallas after the MAC championship tomorrow with Grant McCaslin and the job that he's done. They've got JT Toppin there. His NIL deal's like 1. Whatever million. Texas Tech is a team like a BYU, fully funded, ready to go in this new era. And it was just, you know, it's kind of a question of not if, but when, because there's certain teams that are ahead of the curve, I would argue, that have those deep pockets with the alumni base and have fully embraced just, you know, everything that's happening. So that's how it's going down. And that may not be the sexy answer, but that's the truth.
Yeah, that's true. And I know I figured that'd be the case. All right, tomorrow, noon, ESPN, 7-5 Miami of Ohio, 8-4 Western Michigan, 1.5 Western Michigan, a 1.5-point favorite in this game. Back in your home away from home. It seems like you spend a lot of time at Ford Field up in Detroit. I know you did some games this spring up that way. I think I'm right by saying that.
Yeah.
Tell me about the MAC. Tell me about the trip.
Yeah, MAC championship. Western Michigan, good team. Only one loss in the MAC this year with their head coach, Lance Taylor, former walk-on at Alabama, Saban disciple, if you will. They have a really good defensive coordinator. I told him yesterday, I was like, dude, I hope you have an agent because they're getting ready to come calling. Chris O'Leary, remember this name. Lance Taylor was able to get him out of the NFL, and he was, you know, positional coach, I think, last year with the Chargers. Spent a lot of time at Notre Dame. Learned a little bit under Marcus Freeman, and they've got a pretty tight connection, I would say. And also with his NFL background, Chris O'Leary, Western Michigan's defense has kind of been like the standout unit for them. They've got a defensive end, Nadame Tucker, MAC Defensive Player of the Year. They got a quarterback, Mickey, that reminds me of Bryson Daly at Army last year. Brock Lowry, MAC Offensive Player of the Year. And they kind of run their stuff like a service academy. As unsexy as that may sound, that's how they've won games. And my guess is that's what gives them the slight edge tomorrow against Miami of Ohio in this MAC championship. Now, Miami's the only team that beat them. Miami beat them in the regular season, so there's something to be said there. But Miami's a totally different team. Since then, under Chuck Martin, they got a freshman quarterback making his second career start in the MAC championship, if you can believe that. Thomas Gutkowski. And so I think he's going to have some nervous energy, but Miami is good enough to compete and have a chance to beat Western Michigan for the second time this year. So we'll see. Yeah, look, anytime you get a chance to work a conference championship, it's a big deal. And so, you know, you treat this game in a significant way. We're supposed to have dinner tonight with the commissioner of the MAC. You know, if my flights hold up, we'll hopefully make that happen. But it's a fun weekend to work. You know, it's an honor to be able to call any of these championship games. And so, yeah, we look forward to it. And I have spent a lot of time up in Detroit. We had a couple of UFL games up there in the spring. And Ford Field was very nice booth, very good place to call a football game. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
All right. Tell me about basketball. You've done, what, 13 games, 16 days. You got a doubleheader maybe this weekend. Where have you been here? Like, what's this week been like for you? What's this 13-game?
Yeah, no. I had two games at Vanderbilt Wednesday. Vanderbilt picked 11th in the SEC this year. It was probably the third or fourth best team. They're off to the best start in almost 20 years. They're ranked in the top 20. I think they're going to be ranked in the top 15 this time next week. I saw them beat SMU in the men's ACC-SEC challenge. Mark Byington's done a remarkable job. And then, yeah, this weekend, a doubleheader, ironically, I'm going to see Texas Tech basketball. So I saw them in football last week and then basketball on Sunday. They get undefeated LSU out in Fort Worth. And Texas Tech is led by JT Toppin, Big 12 Player of the Year. They're certainly a threat to go back to the Elite Eight, maybe to the Final Four. A ton of talent. And, again, NIL plays a major factor there. LSU's undefeated. I think they're probably not as good as their 8-0 record would indicate. Like, for an example, you probably saw it Wednesday. They went up to Boston College in Chestnut Hill, and that game went to overtime, and they did win it. So they're kind of, I don't know, living on borrowed time, so to speak, with an undefeated record. But they are unbeaten at 8-0, so we're looking forward to that game, looking forward to seeing JT Toppin and Texas Tech in person in Fort Worth. And then the back end of that doubleheader, we get TCU and North Texas, and TCU, the team that just upset Florida last week. So two really good basketball games. We'll finish the MAC championship tomorrow, then fly down to Dallas, and then back home Sunday night after those two. And then it kind of slows down a little bit, which I'm looking forward to. So, yeah, it's been a little hectic, but fun. You know, again, not really complaining. The travel has been interesting at times, but you kind of expect that this time of year with the weather and just everything else that's going on.
Texture wants to know, do you always fly the same airlines, or is that impossible nowadays?
I mean, so it really depends on what's happened at GSP. And for the most part, I'm a Delta guy. And for those that fly, you know what I'm talking about. It's, you know, pound for pound, it's the best one out there, especially through Atlanta, you know, out of Greenville. So mostly I'm Delta, but American does have some nice flights to Texas direct. So, like, my flight home Sunday, I'm direct from DFW on American, and sometimes we'll go that route. But for the most part, most people know me as a Delta guy. And, dude, it's just, yeah, you know, there's a, in my opinion, there's a difference in service. there's a difference in reliability and just, you know, customer service, the whole enchilada. If you travel, you know, Delta, in my opinion, is the best one. Now, it's not always the case. Sometimes American does offer you those nonstop flights, which, man, they make a big difference to me.
Oh, yeah.
And you try to utilize those when you can. But if you're on Delta and you have any kind of status, it's not a bad way to go.
All right. Two more quick things. One, have you won an armrest yet? Are you still winless?
No. I concede the loss. I am defeated every single time.
Man,
you know this. You tried to talk me through it.
Yeah.
It does not work. It does not compute.
Every time I get on a flight, I send Roy a picture of my arm on the armrest.
You do.
Undefeated.
I know.
And
unbelievable.
Yeah. You got to fight for it, man. Like, you got to get in there. And
I don't want to fight for it, man. I got enough fights I'm battling.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
I just want to get on the airplane and put on the headphones and just chill for a second.
But I know you're real Philpott, and you get stargaze a lot of times when people come up to you. And, you know, you got to be the
sure.
nice guy in public
because
you don't want those bad reviews. But with that said, you're never going to see that person ever again. And your comfort is more important than their comfort. So you can do it. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. And I didn't know this till the texter sent this in. But you talked about Coach Wood, who, oh, by the way, after looking it up, he was at Woodruff High School in 2006. So
yeah.
I might have done a Fred Cunningham High School game down at Woodruff this time when he was doing that. He's also at Wofford from 2007, 2012. I didn't know this, though, that Rob Green, their secondaries coach, was at North Greenville as late as 2015 and was also at Wofford. From at Texas Tech from 2017 up to 2022, that he was at Wofford. So we got a couple.
How about that?
Yeah. And graduated magna cum laude at Wofford. Yeah, that's in mathematics. Yeah, he might be a smart guy. Rob Green, the secondary coach there. So got a couple of Terriers doing a good job down that way. Hey, safe travels, man. We always watch you. Even last week, I turned a Carolina Clemson game on. Hey, that's another quick one. Were you keeping up with the score of Carolina Clemson while you were doing Texas Tech last week?
I was. I just kind of laughed at because, and I need to go back and watch the game. I haven't done it yet, but I just kind of chuckled when I saw the Cade Klubnik touchdown run where, you know, the ball pops out and then he picks it up and then he runs it in, and then, you know, Clemson wins essentially on the pick six from Lenora Sellers. Just a microcosm of the seasons, and, you know, I am still shocked at how South Carolina regressed this year.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's encouraging to see Clemson win its Final Four. Hey, what the heck is happening in the portal? Is Dabo going to get in the portal this year? What's going on with that? Let me ask you that.
He's going into portal. They're going to be more active than ever before. I think they'll get double-digit players there. The key is he get a quarterback or not? I don't know. Hey, when you watch
– Look. One thing on the quarterback, and I've texted some of the folks on the Clemson beat about this, and I hear fans, and I get the note on Twitter every once in a while, you know, what's happening. There are a lot of quarterbacks out there that you people are talking about, all right, in different leagues that have put up decent numbers that I've seen in person and I've talked to, and I'm like, man, they think that this is the guy that's going to try to turn a program like Clemson around and become a national contender right away, and I don't see it. So I just be cautious about some of these guys you're talking about in the portal. That could be the savior and the next Deshaun or Trevor here. There ain't many of those guys out there. Just isn't.
No.
So I know you look at a quarterback at Cincinnati or Utah or some of these places, say that could be the guy. I don't see it, man. I don't see it. So just with Dabo, I would kind of angle towards him on most of those players. It's got to be somebody special at that position that you've identified that you know. They can come in and do something. So just keep that in mind. I would caution everybody out there on that.
I'm going to tell you to keep the one thing in mind. That when you do sit down and watch the Carolina Clemson football game, you're going to be surprised how Clemson dominated the line of scrimmage. I didn't see that happening. Clemson,
really?
Yeah, they dominated South Carolina. Like, it wasn't – they led the entire time, and it wasn't close. And a couple of big plays by South Carolina, but that was it. Like, that, it was it. Clemson, the defensive line was just dominant in that game. Hadn't seen it all year. So let me know. When you do that one, text me. Let me know if you saw the same. Hey, safe travels. We'll be watching all weekend long, including basketball on Sunday. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, appreciate you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Roy Philpott, the big dog, ESPN. Final segment right after this.
sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Cade Klubnik here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game, or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at Eggs Up Grill. I know a lot of folks that have to do catering, like I know some folks in the medical sales that, you know, you're meeting with doctors, so you got to take them, you got to bribe them with food. I know a lot of folks that have, like, meetings all the time in education, and you got to bribe your people to stay attentive to your meeting with food. Well, if you're looking for catering, and you're doing it during the day, by the way. This isn't night, so no dinner times here. But if you're doing it with catering, look, do it with Eggs Up Grill. They've got the breakfast, they've got the brunch, they've got the lunch. And when I think of Eggs Up Grill, I think of an awesome breakfast. I don't think of salads, but they've got a great salad option for you for their lunch. So you get this catering with a house salad, a Cobb salad, a Southwest salad, the berry balsamic salad, the box lunches. You get turkey wraps and clubs and salads and BLTs. You get all those box lunches, and they're great. You get the brunchy stuff, the shrimp and grit stuff. Man, this is great. And all their drinks are top of the shelf, top line as well. Go to eggsupgrill.com. Let them cater. Sports teams, let them do your pregame or postgame meals. Clemson does this all the time with them. In Seneca and in Clemson is Eggs Up Grill. Check them out. All right, got a lot to get to in this final segment. I'm going to get to everybody on hold, but I got about a minute to reach. The artist formerly known as Chad in Columbia that is now one-game season Chad. Good morning, friend.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Mick, I just want to say, man, you know, I ride around a lot in my job in sales, and there's not another FM station or even a host that gets the phone calls that you do from, like, the Stewarts, the Reds, and your impact that you've made on the upstate community and really South Carolina as a whole will literally live on for, like, generations, dude, because that doesn't happen on any other station. It doesn't happen on any other – with any other host, and it's because your listeners love and appreciate you, and you offer just, you know, your voice and your presence really gives them comfort. And I just think that's an unbelievable testament to you and the legacy that you've built on FM dial. And can't thank you enough, Mick. I want to hang up and listen.
Well, that's way too kind. That is much more reflection of the listener than the host, though. That is what I know about this wholesome upstate of South Carolina and beyond. That is a reflection of them, not me. These are caring, loving, wholesome people that offer love and prayers. And that's them. But very kind of you to say that, and it reminds me how lucky we are to have that kind of listener. Tennessee Tiger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mick.
Good.
The Texas Tech story this year reminds me of TCU when they were undefeated with Gary Patterson.
Yeah.
And the committee wouldn't let them in. You know, they didn't have any losses. And then also about the Penn State issue, those people in administration were not looking ahead to do that. So naive of next year is when all the big money starts, correct? You know, Big Ten gets their money and ACC. And the players are saying that they weren't being offered the same amount of money as other schools. So if they just, you know, waited one more year, and now look at their situation, and I switch stations sometimes and listen to the national sports scenes, and they're actually talking about some of these guys that have connection with Penn State that even the Rooney family is, you know, tired of, not tired, but thinking that the suitors need a change. So you never know. And do you think Gary Patterson would ever get back into coaching? You know, I mean, he'd be a good fit at Penn State if they're at this stage in their, you know, decision. Wow.
A couple things. Did you say you turned to a national station?
Just to turn the dial, just see what's going on.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Tennessee
Tiger.
I
didn't say when you were on the air.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll allow it. Gary Patterson's been like on the support teams at like Texas and Baylor the last few years. He's 65. That's one thing. He's a weird dude. He's a strange dude. He's hard to work for. It's the only guy I've ever seen, and I appreciate the phone call, Tennessee Tiger. Got to run here. It's the only guy I've ever seen that the coverages didn't call coverages and fronts together. Like, their coverages were independent of fronts. I've never seen that before. But he's a strange dude, and he had some great teams there. But I'll tell you this. This Texas Tech team is better than any team that, that he's ever coached. And I don't know if Gary Patterson would. I mean, 65, you're not going to hire Gary Patterson now. Joe is up next. Joe, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Mickey Plow.
Hey, this is my former mailman, Joe.
Yes, your former retired.
Yeah, mailman. I was going to say, how's a retired life? And what are you doing up so early? It's 8:54. What are you doing up so early?
Oh, man, Mickey, it just. My oldest son had to run up to Charlottesville for starting a new job, man, and left his dog here with my wife. And, man, the dog is not too good as far as keeping the house clean. So I had to go get a dog crate early this morning.
Oh, no. Did the dog not know you're retired? Like the,
no, it don't.
You got to let the dog know. You got to let the dog
know. Man, we love it, though, Mickey. I love it up here, man. You don't move to Rock Hill, man.
I didn't know that. I hadn't seen you.
Yeah. That's why.
How you like it there?
Oh, we love it up here, man. Check this out. I want to give a big shout out to Westside High School, man.
Yeah.
You know, last Friday they came up here and played South Point.
Yeah.
And me and my supervisor retired the same day, so his grandson played for Westside. So I went over there to, you know, meet him at the game and hang out with him for a little while, man. Westside brought more people to South Point than South Point had in the stands.
Yeah, they're crazy about Ram football over here now.
Man, but it's awesome. We love it up here, Mickey, man. I've been enjoying your show. I get to listen to your show now.
Well, I didn't know you moved. I know that, and we've got a bunch of great mail carriers, but you set the bar so high. And I remember one time, what was it my wife made for you that you went crazy about? There was some chocolate-covered peanuts or something.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to tell her we got to mail them over to Rock Hill now because she's about to do that for the holidays. So if I find that out, I got your number here. I got your same number. I got my phone. But I'll see if we can send you some. How about that?
Man, you text me. I'll give you my address. I'll be looking for them.
that's great.
Man. That's top-notch, Biggie Plowler. That's top-notch. But
I like
man, big shout-out to the Tigers, man, how they finished, man. You know I'm up here supporting and
I know you are.
Wearing my well, man. And my God, man, I was kind of under threat, man. I bet.
No.
It wasn't looking good for us, man. But when they pull that win on Saturday, man, I had to put my flags back on my truck, man. And
yeah, you know, Rock Hill's Rock Hill's a little more Gamecock than Clemson, so living there, it'll be a lot easier for you the next 365 because of that.
Yes,
or next 360 or so. Yeah.
Yes, sir, man. I mean, it's everywhere I go. Oh, we got you this year. We got you. I said, well, we'll see.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad to hear from you. Don't be a stranger now to you. But again, if you get up before 9 sometimes when it's retirement days, let me know.
I'm always up before 9.
Joe, always good to hear from you, man. I hope you have a great day.
You take care of yourself, man. Y'all be blessed.
You too, my friend. You know who you are. That is the greatest mailman anybody could ever have. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Love my great friend Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Save money. Get better rates. Maybe do both. It's worth checking into in 2026. Do it. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Butch, I got about a minute, man. Thanks for calling in. How you doing this morning?
Fine, sir. Fine. Oh, here we go. Mickey, my man.
My man.
What's that?
My man.
What's that?
We're just getting ready for the week. It's going to be a great weekend.
There, man.
Yeah.
I heard a gentleman call in and give us an update.
Yeah.
God bless him, you know, for leaving no stone unturned about his child. God bless him for that.
Yeah, that's his great-granddaughter, I think. And she's got pupil, by the way. The people wanting to know what we're praying for, and she's got some eyesight issues, so hopefully we'll take care of that. Anyway, go right ahead.
Right. And that's leading me up to something. I saw on a news show that I watch in the morning, I won't call no names, but, you know, they talk about the big, mean orange man a lot on that show. But they mentioned a lady by the name of Fanny Crosby. And she was a blind American hymn writer and wrote thousands of gospel songs. Well, one day, the preacher asked her, you know, if you could have anything that you wanted right now, what would it be? And she named off something. And he said, you wouldn't want your eyesight? And she said, no. She said, what more beautiful face to see for your first time in your life of seeing anything than the man who made you.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what, Butch. I only had a minute, and I got to run a minute, but you hit a home run there to end the show. So I appreciate you sitting there.
Thank you,
that's
brother.
Fantastic.
I appreciate you.
Fannie Jane Crosby, didn't know that. Sam, two-minute drill?
I got nothing. Watch sports this weekend. There's a lot of stuff on.
I love it. EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. Get in touch with me. EricNewton.com can certainly help you out for sure. Let me thank Josh Williams, Reedy Lanco folks, Logan, Roy Philpott. Sam, great job. Up next, John and Faxon. Have a great day. More importantly, money on radio.